prayers, mercy, and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for today is printed in the bulletin, and I've also added a few passages to provide our context. Now, Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being weary from his journey, sat thus by the well. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." Then the woman of Samaria said to him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, the Samaritan woman?" For Jews have feelings with Samaritans. Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as well as the sons of his livestock?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give you will never thirst. But the water that I shall give will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life." This is our text. Came also to draw water during the middle of the day. There is a material of shining fires called liquid diamond, real liquid diamond in water. It's amazing to see this liquid and to think about it. But we take it for granted every single day we see it. We watch it, we drink it, we get it. How amazing it is. We need it in order to live. We need it in order to be healthy. We watch with it, we drink it. In fact, God everywhere in Scripture compares himself to the water. But here is the perversion of our sinful nature. Rather than by nature wanting the water of life that God brings to us, and this is spiritual water that comes from the Word, we are inclined to go to follow after other kinds of liquid, the liquid of life in our own desires, in our sinful pleasures, in our self-indulgence. And that's why we are oftentimes so spiritually dry. Are you dry? Spiritually? You're shallow. What about spiritually? Are we sometimes dry within ourselves? Are we thirsty? Do we need what God gives us? You know, God gave a warning to his ancient people in Jeremiah and said, my people have committed two evils. One, they have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters. And two, they have hewn themselves cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water. So God compared Israel, of course he compares us, according to our sinful nature, and all those inclinations of our heart by nature, we are inclined away from God to dry cisterns. Or two, as he says in another way, a garden that has no water. Jesus told the Samaritan woman to give him a drink, and according to his human nature, Jesus needed a drink. But she needed, and we need, the kind of water that you don't drink. A kind that you imbibe by faith. She and we need the water that only God can give, the water that brings everlasting life. Because we're all born to die according to our sin. We're all sinners. Every one of us knows that. And that water is yours in his Son. When we by faith take his words and believe them, and then hide them away in our heart, fix them.